The engine was painted green, with main frames a paler shade of the same hue. Smokebox and chimney were black. The dome was green, as was the base of the safety valve, though the casing of the latter was polished brass. Handrails were covered polished brass, and splashers were brass-headed. Wheels were black. The front cylinder caps were made of iron, polished to a sheen. Before she set out, she was positively gleaming. "Come on, come on," said Andrews, tapping his foot. Pike gave a tolerant smile. "You're too impatient. I want to be on my way, Frank."
"So do I," admitted the other. "I always feel a bit nervous when we've so much money aboard. It must worry you as well."
"Not in the least."
"But we must be carrying a small fortune."
"I don't care if we've got the crown jewels tucked away in the luggage van," boasted Andrews, sticking out his chest. "Makes no difference at all to me. Besides, we have plenty of guards on board to watch over the mail and the money."
"Nah," he went on.
"The only thing that unsettles me is timekeeping. I've a reputation to maintain."
He heard a shrill blast on a whistle.
"At last," he said with relief. "Stand by, Frank."
"I'm ready."
"Then let's take it a..."